Hey everybody, this is Tim with TacticsTime.com, and today I have a very special guest, Andy Panetta. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be on here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining me. Andy and I just met for the first time up at the Wild Wild West tournament that was held in Saratoga, Wyoming, a couple weeks ago, and we played each other and were chatting, and Andy had told me that he had seen my website and enjoyed it, and we decided to be fun to do a podcast together. So what'd you think about that tournament, Andy?
That was pretty good. That was I had played in that tournament last year and really enjoyed it, and you know, it was really relaxing up there, pretty laid back, and you know, the Wyoming folks are so friendly up there and such, and it's a really nice place to play, and you can kick back and do lots of things if you don't want to do chess. And you know, my wife and I went up there for a little, you know, half vacation and just take some time off, and I played some chess and she hacked around the town a little bit. So yeah, it was really good. That's a fun tournament Lee puts together up there.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance myself to look around the town too much, but yeah, I wrote a little review on my website about it, and I was very, very impressed. And this is the first podcast I think I've done since then, and so yeah, it was just an amazing event. And you know, they had the regular tournament and a quick tournament and a simul tournament, and people at the hotel were just super nice and,
right,
you know, really wanted us to be there. It was their idea to have the tournament in the first place. And,
the owner there kind of bends over backwards, I think, for us the last 2 years. And so I think, you know, as much as we can support that, you know, around here, the better. You know, there are a few players from Utah, and I think I saw Nevada in there. So he drew from around. I think there was a South Dakota as well. So
I didn't even realize.
Pretty decent draw anyway. And kind of out of place there in Little Saratoga. But, you know, I enjoy that kind of stuff.
Right. So you live in Fort Collins, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I'm from Fort Collins and kind of grew up in this area, Colorado native, and went to schools here in Fort Collins and Windsor and Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom and dad were farmers in the area. I grew up on a farm, and you know, this is the area I kind of grew up in and such. And so you know, that's kind of my background a little bit. Went to CSU, got an engineering degree there. So
okay. And when did you start playing chess?
Yeah, I started playing chess. I was trying to think back when that was, and that was probably when I was about 10. And, you know, I went over, actually my cousins taught me chess, or actually they taught me how to move the pieces, was more like it. And, of course, they would just, you know, beat the heck out of me when we'd play, and I never knew what it was to win a game of chess. And but I stayed with it, and my brother, who saw me moving the pieces. My mom and dad bought me a little set, and so he saw me one day moving the chess pieces, and he was in college at that time, and said, you know, liked that I had an interest in chess. And so I think that day he went out and bought me a book on chess. I don't remember what it was,
mm-hmm.
some little book on chess. And from that point on, my cousins never beat me again. So at that point in time, it was pretty good little redemption on my cousins, who were just whipping on me at that time.
Right. Well, that's great. And then you eventually kind of transitioned more into serious tournament type chess, or?
Right. Yeah. And you know, I was about 10 at that time, and I think I had told you before that was a little bit before, you know, the Fisher boom really hit the United States. And so chess was really kind of unknown, and I think my mom or somebody had seen an advertisement in the paper for a chess club over in Greeley. And
mm-hmm.
at the time we lived in Windsor, when Windsor is kind of halfway between Fort Collins and Greeley. And I remember she took me over there to meet a gentleman by the name of Les Ward. And I got to know him, and he introduced me to tournament chess. And I was probably in junior high at that time. And he actually took me to tournaments, and I started playing, got a little more serious. And yeah, I actually had a lot of fun with it back then. I actually, Tim, got pretty good back then when I was young like that. And I wish I could recall some of that again sometimes.
So how would you say the chess scene of that time versus today, or how, I don't know, how Colorado chess has kind of changed over the years?
Yeah, it really did change. It's when Fischer played Spassky, it was kind of funny. It was just like not, a big switch went off and on. Before that time, you really didn't hear anything, and the setting was pretty small. There weren't that many players around, really, and that many good players. Now, I used to go over to Greeley, which was also the UNC club over there. So there were some, college kids there that played and were pretty good, and got to meet a lot of those guys. But as soon as Fischer finished that match with Spassky and won in 72, I mean, it just completely changed. You'd go to these tournaments, and I remember there were just hundreds of people at these tournaments. I went to Colorado Open, and I mean, they had just, it was, I can't remember how many people they had there, and it was just everyone was playing. Everyone, it was kind of a, you could take the bag off your head for as being a chess player because, everyone was playing. There was a lot of interest. Just it was a lot of fun back then, and you could meet a lot of different people. And so it's quite a bit different from now, where you just don't get the big draws that you used to. And I think that's, it just kind of goes in waves of interest. I'm still surprised at the interest in chess, even in Colorado and throughout the U.S. And I think, player to player kind of thing is still, it's still a lot of fun. I still enjoy that. That's, I'm glad that's still around.
So was it a lot of just beginners all of a sudden, or was it people kind of coming out of the woodwork when
Pretty
you had
much, yeah. There was a lot of beginners that came out, and of course, within a few tournaments, you get, you could, the players start sorting themselves out, and you start seeing the more promising players. Those that, take it seriously would hang around a while, and those that wouldn't, of course, would drop it right away. But it that stayed pretty strong for several years, because I remember, there was a Northern Colorado Chess League that was the cities around up here all had teams. And so imagine fielding a team, and I think there were five or six on a team. So imagine Greeley having two teams. Fort Collins, I think, had two. Loveland had a team, Longmont. We even played Cheyenne, and Laramie had a team. So it was pretty amazing. We play on Sunday afternoons and had this kind of rolling, play schedule. So the interest was still there. We'd drive to, Laramie, Wyoming, or drive down to Longmont, or they'd come here to Greeley or whatever. So it really expanded. Players were, I think, were good, Tim, back then. I mean, just as good as they are, today. Your B players and your A players, you had them all, and you had a few masters and experts, tossed in. So
Right. So what,
yeah, good following.
yeah, it sounds like that. So you told me that then you took a little bit of a time off from chess.
I did. About the time I started in college, I kind of was throttling back a little bit and didn't have as much time for it anymore. Still played an occasional game at college. I'd win a few bucks off people on some bets and stuff like that. But took some time off and, got my education and got out and got a job, and then I got married, and you have kids. And then one day my mom calls me. She goes, "Andy, I'm cleaning out the house, and I'm gonna, you've got all this chess junk in the house." I had a box of stuff, and I was like, "I'm gonna get rid of this stuff unless you come get it." So I make a trip over there, and I bring that box home, and it had, of course, all my sets in there. I had a couple sets, and I had my books, the books I was, studying at the time, and I had all the Chess Lives still. So I had all these, vintage 70s Chess Lives in there. And so I just kind of set the box in our, just in our kitchen there. And my 2-year-old son came up to it later on that day and opened up the box, and he started pulling out my chess pieces and was putting them around. And he didn't talk very well at that time, but, you know, he wanted to play and, you know, wondered what these were and stuff like that. So about that time I told myself, you know, I want to get back into this game and see what's happening again. And, you know, I really enjoyed it when I was in high school and stuff. So once again, I called my friend Les Ward in Greeley and just asked him, and he was still alive at that time. I was kind of amazed he's still alive. And he said, yeah, you know, if you want to get back in and you don't have a whole lot of time to run around to tournaments, he goes, why don't you try playing correspondence or postal chess? So I did that for a while. And it fit my schedule pretty well because I didn't have to, you know, run around to a tournament on a weekend, and yeah, I could still, you know, take care of the kids and stuff like that. So I really enjoyed that for a while and played a lot of games, postal and correspondence.
So were these like USCF rated correspondence games?
Right. Yeah, I joined. They were through USCF, through the Golden Knights, I think, were some of the tournaments I played in. And I met some really neat people through that too. In fact, one of the postal players from Ohio. My wife's from Michigan, so one time on the way back, I actually took a little side trip one day and went down to see him in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
So that was fun. That was kind of fun to meet him, and he's a real nice guy about my age and stuff, so we had a good time talking and played chess in a park there, kind of met halfway, so that was a lot of fun, and I met...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, we just met in a park halfway, and it was kind of nice to meet him and all, and... you know, put a face to the person you're playing across through the mail.
Yeah, because I've played in a couple correspondence tournaments now, but, you know, it's probably not as intimate as kind of what you're talking about, where you're, like, you know, writing it out by hand and putting a stamp
right.
on it and putting it in the mail and waiting for
yeah.
it to come in the mail. And, you know, it's
Yeah, it was pretty.
I've never done that.
Yeah, it was pretty different, and it wasn't too expensive because postcards were pretty cheap. I think stamps were still, you know, less than 20 cents or less than 15. I can't remember what they were. And yeah, one move, and you know, your game might take, you know, 6 months or whatever to play. It took a while, but the games were generally pretty good. You know, I had some of my favorite games or some correspondence games I played with some really good players. I mean, it's pretty amazing who you meet out there. Now they've moved more to, you know, servers and stuff like that. They've kind of taken all the time control stuff and, you know, made it pretty solid that, you know, you're not overstepping that and stuff. But,
yeah, I mean, how would you even, did you even have a time control then? Or, I mean,
yeah, they did. They did have, and I can't recall what it was, Tim. It was, I think he had a couple days once the move came in. He had a couple days to look at it and then send your reply. And your time was, you know, you could build up. So if you didn't use all that time, you know, it carried over. So, and
was
generally, I don't think
Was it based
on the
postmark?
Postage?
Okay.
Yeah, and on the postmark. Yeah.
Right.
And so you got a good idea how quickly the mail moves through the country, you know, by how quickly you got your moves, you know, or if you had an outstanding position, you know, you're just waiting for that move to come back so you could make your reply, you know. So it was
right.
It was, you're always hanging around the mailbox.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a, you know, a world that, you know, is either dying or has already died, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a whole lot of postal going on through the mail anywhere. I think it's gotten real expensive. Like, you know, I don't even know what a postcard he's even going for. I bet it's over a quarter now, which, you know, four moves is going to cost you a buck. So that starts adding up in a hurry. And the servers have made it pretty easy. The only thing I didn't like where it was going is more and more players were using, you know, as the computers developed and got stronger and stronger and actually databases came into play, you know, the rules allowed, you know, you could use your entire library to help you with
right.
your moves. You just couldn't plug it into a chess engine.
Right.
But as computers got, you know, these databases just got more massive, you know, people were just relying on those. And that to me, kind of took the fun out of it. Because I had one player tell me, it was some line I played, and, of course, I got killed. And, And then he sent a reply back and said, "You know, Andy, I'm really surprised you chose that line because in, you know, Mega Database 9000 says that, you know, this is a losing line." And it's just like, you know, well, my Fred Reinfeldt book didn't say that. So, you know, I was like,
right.
You know, I didn't know what to say. I thought, gosh, this guy's killing me. And he's using a, you know, he's a 2300 rated player, and he's you know, got some, you know, 5 million game database. He's, you know, spanking me with. So,
right.
And that kind of let the air out of the balloon for me a little bit. And, you know, players are just really good. And you've got to really get booked up like that to kind of play the serious kind of correspondence anymore.
Right. Yeah. There was actually, in the latest Chess Life, they had a cover story about.
Right. Yeah. I saw that.
It was pretty interesting. And yeah, I mean, they're talking about, you know, how the people are using the computers and their correspondence, and, you know, it's just a whole new beast than
it
that.
It sure is. Yeah, because they can pick lines out. I mean, heck, you know, heck, games are still in the book to, you know, who knows, you know, 25, 30 moves out, and yeah, that's
right.
Just getting out there too far. I can see, you know, maybe 10 or so. You know, a lot of your books don't even go that far out, and that's all I had at the time. I really didn't want to invest in a lot of that stuff, although a lot of that you can just pick off the internet anymore.
Right. So then you got back into playing tournament chess again.
Yep, I did tournament chess. You know, my kids were young, and I didn't want to, you know, really get too far away from them. And I generally played, you know, up here in northern Colorado. I generally focused in here on the Loveland and Fort Collins things. If they had something Greeley, I would try to get over to that. Occasionally, I'd go down to Denver. I went down to Denver for some of the bigger tournaments they had. They had a Levy tournament that was really kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, I played in both of those, yeah.
Yeah, 10 or so years ago, that was a big deal. And they had the U.S. Championships, I think, here in Denver about 12, that was longer than that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I played in that one, and so, you know, I'd try to hit a Denver tournament, you know, maybe once a year, you know, once every other year, and you know, do that. But Tim, yeah, I didn't play a whole lot. You know, if I played, you know, I hate to say that, if I played only four to ten rated games, that was probably a lot for me at that time. So.
Right. Well, I mean, it's good you did get back into it, and you know, I think a fair number of people end up doing that. You know, they play as a kid and they always liked it, but then, you know, whatever, they go to college or family.
Right. Yeah. You know, depending on your interest. And I've met some really great people through chess. It's that's one of the things I like about it, is the people you meet and personalities that are out there and just the different styles and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting to see how other people do, you know, take this in. And it's, you know, chess is all common to everybody. So, you know, we have one thing in common that everybody likes, and but you have other things you like. And I, you know, I have my life is pretty diverse, and I like doing other things. And I sent you that picture that showed me catching a big fish out of a lake. And, you know, I like doing that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I mean,
know,
one
chess
of the things
is
I like,
all encompassing.
Right. And, you know, one of the things I like about chess is that you can take a year off or whatever, a couple years off, and then jump right back in. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's not like, you know, working out, or if you don't work out for 2 years and then get on you know, try to lift the weight, you're not going to be able to do it. So,
absolutely, so, yeah.
So, so what would you say you like best about chess, or you find most rewarding about it?
You know, I like, I guess, well, of course, I like winning.
Yeah.
You know, winning always makes you feel good and stuff like that. You know, I don't know about other players, but I generally think, you know, you get a decent rush out of the game. And, you know, when things get tense and tight, you know, I think, you know, you sense that. And it's an event, and you're trying your best to, you know, put your best game on the board. So that's what I've always liked about it. I like the competition and,
right.
You know, and I generally don't take things too seriously. If I win, great. If I lose, you know, it's just move on and, you know, get back on that horse and get back in there. So,
right.
So, and I like the people. I've just enjoyed meeting all the people in chess. folks my age, the now the kids that are coming up, the kids are just amazing that are coming into the game.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
they're outstanding and just, you know, just beat the heck out of you. And,
right.
But, you know, I remember when I was like that. So, you know, what comes around, you know, goes around, comes around, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. You know, you were mentioning before we started recording that you had listened to the interview with Pete. And
right.
one time we were up in the Fort Collins area, there was like a team tournament that they held. And Charles Moore organized that. And so Pete and I and Shannon Fox were on the same team. And Pete had to play Isaac Martinez, who's Anthea's son.
Right.
And Isaac was rated 100 at the time, which is, you know, the lowest you can possibly be rated. And, I mean, he was just a little kid. I don't know. I mean, he might have been, like, 5 years old or something, you know. So Pete played him, and he took every single one of Isaac's pieces without losing a single piece of his own. And, you know, beat the poor kid. And then, you know, talking about revenge, you know, like eight years later or whatever, they're playing at the Al Ufer tournament down here in Colorado Springs that they always hold at the beginning of the year. And Isaac then had risen all the way up to, you know, whatever, 1600 or something. And he ended up like crushing Pete and, you know, 12 moves or something like that, you know.
It'll come back and get you, believe me.
Yeah. So when you said that, I was thinking of that little story. And it was definitely a dish best served cold there, you know, with the revenge.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great. Any other topics on related to chess that that come to mind?
No, other than, you know, now as I have a little bit more time, my boys are grown up and they're actually getting off to college here, and you know, it's opened up a little more time for me to play some chess I can expand into it a little bit more, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm still learning, you know. You always like to get as best as you can, and I think everyone aspires to, you know, be a, you know, good a player as they can. And I've been kind of stuck in the, you know, the B, C range, and
right.
It's probably related to the effort I put into it. But I enjoy it all, and enjoy playing, you know, higher rated players and lower.
What kind of stuff do you tend to study? Do you play over games or?
Oh, generally over games. I'm like you. I'm really into the tactics end.
Mm-hmm.
I think our game that we played up in Saratoga got kind of crazy there.
Right.
And you know, everything you said about, you know, tactics is really true as far as, you know, if you want to make immediate improvements. In fact, that's how I really jumped up in my rating. When I got back in, well, the funny thing with USCF, they keep your rating no matter what. So even after
right.
that big, long break I had, I came back in. It's just like, are you going to throw me in at that, you know?
Right.
Played at that for, you know, 15 years. But that's kind of what they do.
Sure.
But I started, I had a little book on just, you know, tactical themes. And I just remember just really studying that pretty intensely before a tournament, and I was amazed. I mean, it's funny how, Tim, you'll see those positions. You know, you'll see the pin, you'll see the double attack, you'll see the skewer, you know, whatever.
Right. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah, so I do a lot of that, and I do a little bit of openings, not a lot. I just make sure that, you know, I have a couple main lines down that I like. But generally, you know, when you go to these tournaments, like you sprung this opening I've never seen before in my life, and you know, you just got to wing it at that point in time.
Well, I was winging it myself, and, you know, I posted the games on the Fort Collins message board. And,
right, uh-huh.
Someone actually wrote me back and told me that I totally screwed up that opening, or I forget what I did, but, you know, I was basically out of book myself on
Move
three or four, you know, I did some move order wrong. But yeah, I mean, I try not to spend too much time on openings myself and most
Right.
tactics.
I'll generally just try to shoot for something that gives me some decent chances. You know, I guess when I first started, I played, I can't even remember what I used to play, but it was pretty plain and didn't have a lot of, you know, anything in it. So I moved away from that and said, you know, I might as well just give myself an opportunity at some shots here should they present themselves. And so that's kind of the attitude I take.
And I actually took our game and put it in one of the newsletters. I missed a mate in two or three that you pointed out to me, and so I put that in one of the future newsletters that'll be coming out to
All
try to
right.
find the checkmate that I missed. And
Yeah, it did take me too long. I said, oh man, he's got me nailed here. And then you played something else. I think you were just trying to be reserved, make sure you had that win locked up, because you know I've probably done the same thing a bunch of times,
Well, I think it was like I saw one mating pattern, and I saw if I go here, I can do it, but it just, I mean, it was just sloppy on my part. You know, I should have looked, you know, you should look for a check first, and if I would have done that, then I probably would have seen it. And,
Because there was a lot of different stuff. I mean, you had, well, I think the thing was is you just had so many different shots at it. It was just like, well, which ones are you going to pick? You know, because you had, you know, like this nice menu of killer shots there. So it really didn't matter at that point in time.
But yeah, that was a fun game, and definitely a lot of fun tactics in that game. So, all right, Andy. Well, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. Just
Okay.
thanks for the opportunity to do this, and
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know,
Thank
like I
you.
said, I'm a semi follower here, your site, and I saw that, and so you got some neat
Appreciate.
stuff on there. Yeah. So
Well,
really
thanks.
appreciate
Appreciate
that.
it. Okay. Well, thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim.
Okay,
Nice talking
take
to you
care.
again, and hope to see you around soon.
Okay, thank you too.
All right.
Bye
Bye
bye.
now.